track 10, and this is our final news track. An exhibition showcasing emerging artists, makers and designers in the Southwest opens in Bubby Tracy this weekend, beginning their 2025 schedule of contemporary craft shows, and as part of their 70th anniversary events, Make Southwest are presenting Making It, an exhibition which celebrates the very best new artists, designers and makers in the region. Held every 2 years at Make's prestigious Jubilee Gallery, Making It is one of the UK's leading showcases for innovation, diversity and collaboration in craft and making. This year, it presents the work of 25 emerging artists who are either self-taught, have undertaken apprenticeships, or are recently graduated, alongside an engaging programme of public and exhibitor events. Making It, from January the 25th to March the 8th, at Make Southwest, is based at Riverside Mill in Bubby Tracy. The exhibition is open from Tuesday to Saturday between 10 and 5, and for further details you can go to makesouthwest.org.uk if you have the facility. Make Southwest, formerly known as the Devon Guild of Craftsmen, is an acclaimed exhibition space for contemporary craft and design, as well as a leading charity for craft education.
Station 28 says goodbye to crew manager. Newton Abbott Fire Station has said goodbye to one of its crew managers after his more than 30 years service. Crew manager Rob Cude first joined Station 28 in the early 1990s. In 1995, Rob successfully became a whole-time service firefighter, working his way up the ranks in the years that followed, achieving the rank of group manager. However, nothing lasts forever, and after just shy of 32 years' service, Rob made the decision to retire. Rob took the batteries out of his pager and hung up his helmet for the final time on Tuesday the 14th of January. To mark the occasion, Newton Abbott Fire Station presented Rob with a bronze statue of a firefighter with a set of cutters, and also held a large buffet complete with all manner of food and cakes. Newton Abbott Fire Station said, "It's with heavy hearts that all of us here at Newton Abbott Fire Station say goodbye to one of our crew managers, CM Rob Cude. Rob has been a true pillar of our station and the community, and he will be a monumental loss, not only for us all here at Newton, but also for the service as well. Rob will have attended thousands of incidents in his time, and so many people will owe masses to Rob and the sacrifices he has made to be a firefighter. Everyone at Newton Abbott would like to wish you all the best with your retirement. You are truly genuine and humble person who remains calm in the most dire of situations and can also bring a smile and laugh to anyone's face. Thanks for all your time with us. You'll be missed massively and can never be replaced."
Call to find unsung heroes. Nominations are open to find this year's Dawlish Unsung Heroes. Dawlish Town Council's annual community awards recognise individuals and organisations which have given outstanding service to the town and its residents. Awards will be presented for individuals aged 18 and under, over 18, and to organisations. Nominees must have made a material contribution to the advancement, well-being and welfare of the people of Dawlish, or supported charitable work in the parish, helped the work of the town council in a voluntary capacity, or demonstrated outstanding citizenship. Applications will be considered by the Town Council's Civic Amenities Committee for recommendations, which will then go to the full council for consideration and a final approval. Winners will be announced at the annual meeting of the Town Council in May. The closing date for applications is March the 1st.
And here's an exciting piece for us to close our news stories with. Groundworks could soon get underway at a derelict Newton Abbott site set for the development of close to 40 flats. The Walborough Street site was once the home of Volvo dealership Seymour Horwell, but has been derelict for decades after the company moved to Kingstainton. The land, which is located adjacent to High Week Way, has been bought by the Dutch company Kikonia Group. The company have secured planning permission for a 38 residential unit development with space for a commercial unit on the ground floor. Kekkonia's group founder and CEO, Job Guttering, had aimed for groundworks to have begun in December 24. However, delays selecting contractors have pushed the start date back, with the company now hoping work will start in the first part of 2025. And there's a lovely name for the CEO of the Kekkonia Group, Job Guttering. A lovely name for a chap who's in the construction business. Anyway, that concludes the news tracks for this week.